If you come to the offices of Boston Partners in Education, one of the first things our staff will tell you is how lucky we are to be in the building. We are hosted by John Snow Inc. on 44 Farnsworth Street, and we have ample space and a great environment to perform our work. We're even invited to the many social events hosted by JSI. That has allowed us to get pretty close to the other people in the building, and even recruit them to be part of our volunteer team. Such was the case with Power Lunch partners Sarah Love and Beth Gregg, who took turns mentoring a young girl named Amy at the Josiah Quincy School. Here's Beth.
Okay. Well, I have quite a long history as a volunteer. I used to work at World Education, which is one of the companies that's in the same building as Boston Partners. So over the years, I've facilitated meetings and worked with them on staffing issues and strategy. So that's one role that I've played. Another role is as a Power Lunch volunteer.
My name is Sarah Loth, and I am a program manager here with JSI in the DC office, and I work with the Center for Health Logistics, which is one of the centers within JSI. And my first job with JSI was as a project coordinator in JSI's Boston office with the Boston International Division. I think at one point it was just kind of marketed to us as an option to engage with the community, and I thought it sounded like a really interesting thing to do, and was intrigued that it was during the workday, and it was convenient, and I like that there was a partnership between JSI and Boston Partners and these schools, and it just seemed like an easy way to help out.
There came a point a few years ago when I was doing less traveling, so I thought I should just commit the time to volunteering. So when the call to volunteer came, I signed up and went through that process, and then started working with Amy. I think I worked with her for 2 years.
She really liked the color pink and purple, colors pink and purple, and she really liked hanging out with her. I think she had a baby brother, and would give me all kinds of stories about the crazy and fun things that she did with her brother and her little brother did. And would tell me about her weekends and spending it with her family and going to the park and that kind of thing.
Amy was smart. She spoke English as a second language. I think her first language was probably Cantonese. She was a very good artist, and so she loved to draw stuff. At first, quite shy, but then as she and I got to establish our relationship, would begin to ask questions and make comments and really interact a little bit more. And she also must have been nominated for the program because her reading was weak. And I saw a marked improvement from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I think I would say both in skill and confidence, she gained a lot, because by the end of the year, she was reading whole books to me rather than, my reading whole books to her.
Yeah, I mean, she liked to read. I got the sense that she was a good student, that she was interested in academics, and that she had fun choosing the books that we would read for that given session. And I don't remember exactly the ones, but she had certain ones that she came back to week after week. And
Amy liked Curious George. I'm trying to think of other Berenstain Bears. So picture books, obviously. Oh, Dr. Seuss.
And it was kind of fun to watch her master the books over time and become more familiar with English and just kind of enhance her proficiency. Not that she would have articulated it that way, but I think it was just kind of cool. And to be able to, create a reading list of the ones that we'd done each week and seeing how that increased over time was exciting, too.
I remember one thing she was quite good at, which was making inferences. So, I always, when I read to the kids, you read a sentence and then you say, oh, well, what do you think is going to happen next? And she would be able to say what she thought was going to happen next. There was a book that involved a house that was a farmhouse, and a city grew up around the farmhouse. And this little house became just dwarfed by skyscrapers and stuff like that, and it looked really sad. And so toward the end of the book, you began to really wonder what was going to happen to this house. Was it going to get torn down, or, what was going to happen to it? I remember talking with with Amy about it, and she said, well, I think it's going to get moved. And at the end of the story, that's indeed what happened. They back this big truck up to their little house, and they move it back out to the countryside, and the house is happy again. Again, she just was really engaged and interested in what was going to happen to that little house, and that happened a lot.
A lot of these students coming from immigrant families didn't have that as a daily experience at home, and so to be able to engage in additional activities and efforts was just really helpful for students and for them to be able to feel comfortable and to develop that rapport that I was talking about and that level of comfort between us, and for her to feel more and more comfortable over the year and over the years actually reading aloud, and with her ability to speak English and communicate in English and read in English, I think was really, really great and really helpful to her. And again, whether or not she'd admit that or not, I don't know, but I could sense that in her, that, you know, it wasn't strict memorization. It wasn't just that we were pulling up these books and she was gaining a better memory of what was happening, but it was also just better familiarity with words. And I remember we'd focus on specific words that were hard to pronounce, for example. And over the course of time, she would then become more comfortable with those individual words, and we were able to kind of string sentences together. And there was more to, we didn't just read together. I think we also had some activities that we did, like different paper-based sort of writing exercises that were more game-oriented. So
the other thing that she liked to do, she was very good at drawing fashion designs. So she would draw dresses and, you know, people in dresses, and she was a really good artist. And there were times when we had a little bit of free time and I would ask her, you know, like, let's just draw some stuff. And so she would draw whole pictures of stories. She would just outline quick little stories that she drew. And she told me that the kids in her class didn't believe that she could draw that well. They always used to say, no, you traced it, or you copied it, or whatever. But she was like, no, I can do this. And she would just sit down and draw.
It didn't feel like homework necessarily, but it was mm-hmm. more of a fun activity. And I think it was nice to be able to mix that into the reading component, because sometimes that does feel a little bit more labor intensive and like you're really at school. But we did word searches and crossword puzzles and that kind of thing that help, again, build competency, but also just build that comfort level, which is really important for students, especially if you're expected to be growing up and existing and living in the U.S., where obviously we have increasingly diverse populations, but it's still, in a lot of ways, is really important to be able to communicate and write.
As they both felt that Amy was benefiting from the arrangement, I wanted to know what Sarah and Beth felt they were getting out of the experience.
One of the reasons why I really enjoyed doing this is because the work that we do at JSI is so population-based, mm-hmm. and sometimes you feel really removed from the people that you're impacting, because what you're doing is you're creating programs for entire geographies of people. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily get that one-on-one experience, that one-on-one relationship. And so for me, anyway, to be able to build that aspect of it into my daily work and to feel like I was actually contributing and making a difference in a single person's life was really meaningful and really exciting, because I didn't feel like, and I still don't feel like, I get that frequently through work. I mean, of course, we're making mm-hmm. an impact, but it's a very different type of impact.
I think from the perspective of the volunteer, I think that it is a great way of keeping oneself grounded in the reality of what life is like. I think sometimes we get very caught up in our own work world and isolated from what's actually happening in the community. But there's no way you can walk into the Quincy School and not see snapshots between just walking in the front door and getting to the library. There's no way you can't see snapshots of what the community is like and see how worthwhile schools are to what is happening, as well as how hard they work to make educational opportunities available to kids and how important and valuable it is to the kids, just at a school level. And then also, it helped me to keep grounded when I was working with my students. It helped me to keep grounded. It helped me as a listener and it required me to really take a step back and think about my listening skills and my question asking skills and my patience. And I really felt like she contributed a lot to, or they, my two students contributed a lot to me. They helped me with my sense of humor as well, because they made me laugh. It gave me a huge break from the school, from the work day, and kind of helped me to separate and again realize that there's a different world out there, and that there's a lot of energy in that world, and it was really revitalizing.
I do remember there being a banquet at the end of every year, and I mean, it was just pizza and soda or something like that, but it was really fun, and it was a way to celebrate what we'd accomplished over the year. And you're supposed to sit with your student, and it was great to sit in a room together and look around and see students talking with their reading mentor. And I remember talking to my colleagues who also participated in the program about their students and what their experiences were, and sit there in the room and look around and see, oh, okay, that's Steven. I've heard so much about Steven. He is this great kid, and he likes these types of books. And, oh, yeah, that's Brian, his partner, and Brian and I work together. And so, I mean, that was really fun, and that was really meaningful. And you're like, wow, I can't believe we've been doing it for so many months. But yeah, I think at the end we gave them a book probably as a sort of a summer reading gift, summer departure gift.
Oh.
And I don't remember exactly what I picked. That would probably also be a meaningful fact. But but it was just a really nice way to culminate the year and to celebrate what we had done together, and also to start thinking about the following year, and that this is something that would hopefully be continuous throughout these kids' lives and throughout their school years.